USA News, I'm John Schaefer. During Donald Trump's hush money trial, his former press secretary revealed that the 2016 campaign team entered crisis mode following the release of the infamous Access Hollywood tape in which Trump boasted about grabbing women's genitals. Friday, on the witness stand, Hope Hicks stated that Trump initially told her, "That doesn't sound like something I would say." According to Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines, Russia's war on Ukraine is expected to continue for the foreseeable future.
Russia is making incremental progress on the battlefield with the potential for tactical breakthroughs along the front lines in areas such as Donetsk and Kharkiv.
She added that Russian President Vladimir Putin believes both domestic and international trends favor him. In response, the U.S. has provided substantial military support to Ukraine for its defense and recently approved over $60 billion in aid. An NYPD sergeant is being sent for retraining after accidentally firing his gun while police were clearing protesters at Columbia University. Officials report no injuries in the incident, which occurred on Tuesday, as the sergeant attempted to enter a locked office in Hamilton Hall. Officers in riot gear were clearing out violent protesters who had forcibly taken over the building. Mexican authorities are interrogating a group of individuals regarding the disappearance of three Americans and Australians. They discovered a vehicle, tents, and a cell phone during a search at the location where the men were last sighted. The Baja California Prosecutor's Office reported that one American and two Australian brothers were declared missing on April 29th while on a surfing and camping trip approximately 60 miles south of Tijuana, an area known for cartel activity. And may the Force be with you on May 4th. Saturday, people worldwide will celebrate Star Wars Day. This unofficial holiday honoring Jedi, droids, and the Force doesn't originate in a galaxy far, far away. Instead, it traces back to 1979 in Britain. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The U.S. State Department is accusing Russia of using chemical weapons inside Ukraine. U.S. officials say Russia violated the Chemical and Biological Weapons Act when it used the chemical weapon chlorpicrin against Ukrainian troops. It was one of the chemicals used as poison gas in World War I. Ukraine has blamed Russia for using chemicals in as many as 800 attacks as the ground war between the two countries grinds on. Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs has signed the repeal of a Civil War era abortion law recently upheld by that state's Supreme Court. It means Arizona law will now revert to a ban on abortion after 15 weeks. After the bill signing ceremony, Governor Hobbs railed against support for the 1864 ban, which she considers to be from a bygone era.
A ban that was passed by 27 men before Arizona was even a state. A time when America was at war over the right to own slaves. A time before women could even vote.
Two Republicans joined with all Democrats in Arizona Senate Wednesday in voting to repeal the 1864 law. Texas Democrat Henry Cuellar is expected to face indictment by the Justice Department. The specific details of the indictment remain unclear. Cuellar's home and campaign office in Laredo, Texas, were raided in 2022 as part of an investigation into Azerbaijan and a group of businessmen linked to that country. However, it is not certain if this indictment is related to that investigation. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.